This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I hope that as we are working our way through the book of Romans, you are being blessed by all God wants to do in your life. As Paul explains all that we have as a result of our relationship with Jesus Christ, he keeps going back to the fact that it is not because we deserve or have earned it. In chapter 5, verses 6 through 8, he writes, "At just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Paul is saying that the love the Holy Spirit pours out into our hearts is an otherworldly kind of love. It is a heavenly love. We are ungodly sinners who are powerless to help ourselves. Long before you and I came on the historical landscape, Jesus Christ died for us. It was on the basis of God's foresight that he determined the time for Christ's redeeming death. It was at the right time, and because of when it happened, we can't take credit for our standing with God. It was all prepared for us before our time. Once justified by faith, we are saved from God's wrath that we read about in the opening chapters of Romans. He reminds us of this in verses 9 and 10. Then he concludes this brief section with verse 11. "Not only is this so, but we rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation." Reconciliation between God and me is not accomplished by my efforts. I just receive it by faith and rejoice in it.